Amen. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody. Hallelujah. Good morning, everybody in the sanctuary, everybody who's watching via Facebook or YouTube. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank God we are here for another Sunday's worship. Amen. Amen. He has allowed us a way to come together every single Sunday to hear His Word. Amen. 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 If you're in the sanctuary, if you can stand. If you are at home, please stand so we can open up in prayer. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we thank You. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank You. We thank You for Your sacrifice. The sacrifice You made for our souls. Lord, we also thank You for the ministry. Hallelujah. For You placed Your Word before us. You placed teachers in front of us and preachers in front of us. That we can receive and understand Your Word. Hallelujah. Lord, that in the midst of everything that's going on, Your Word stands strong. And Your Word is readily available. Lord, for the Word that we receive this morning, write it on the fleshy tables of our heart, that we would have something to hold on to, that as we deal with the storms in the air and in life, we can say, peace be still, hallelujah. And because of our faith, the winds would stop. The seas would calm, and we would make it through each and every day, trusting in You, Christ Jesus. Anoint our pastor this morning, Christ Jesus, to deliver the word that You have prepared. Touch us with that word, whether we're in the sanctuary or at home, that this week, we would act on that word that You have prepared for us, that we would be edified, and that You would get the glory and the honor out of our lives. Oh, we thank You, oh Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. I'm going to read our scripture for this morning. I'm coming out of Philippians. It is there are familiar verses, but I want you to really think about it as I read it. I'm going to read Philippians 4, 8, and 9. Philippians 4, 8 begins with, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Hallelujah. Verse 9. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. Amen. Amen. And just on a side note, I mean, many of you know I'm a lawyer, but in the law, if it says shall, that means it's absolute. So when the word says, shall be with you, it's not conditional. It says shall. It means it's going to happen. Amen? Amen. So our hearts and minds ready for the word of God this morning? Hallelujah. Let us receive our pastor, Elder Jonathan Ford. Amen. Hallelujah.
Good morning and God bless you. Can we put our hands together and give the Lord a hand clap of praise? Come on, everybody, everywhere. Come on, join us at home. Come on. Wherever you are,
whatever you're doing. The book said, let everything, let everybody that has breath. Yeah, we owe him the praise. We owe him the praise. When I think of the goodness of the Lord and all he's done for me, I don't know about you, but my soul cries out, hallelujah. Oh, I thank God. I thank God. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
I thank God for blessing me. What a joy and what a great privilege it is to be gathered together again here in this place with this God's people and around this God's Word. Whenever the people of God gather, there should always be given time and space for exhortation out of the Word of God. Because without that, we're just like any other group, any other social organization. It is the Word of God. And our faith and our confidence in the Word of God makes us different. Causes us to be set apart unto God and for good works. God bless you, Taylor. Not going to delay the time. If you have your Bibles, we're going to turn our attention to the Word of God. This morning we're in the Old Testament, the book of 2 Kings, chapter 8, verses 1 through 6. We got some Bibles coming out. God bless you. God bless you. Thank God for our ushers. Thank God for those who are serving. Again, we're in the Old Testament, the book of 2 Kings, chapter 8. Looking at the first 6 verses. And there you will find the second story regarding the Shunammite woman. Last Sunday we talked about her out of 2 Kings chapter 4. And today we're going to revisit this unique woman here in 2 Kings chapter 8. Okay. Last week was part 1. And to show you my creative ability, this Sunday is the Shunammite woman, part 2. Try that on for size, huh? Try that on for size. But if you're there, I'm there as well. I'm going to be reading out of the New King James Version. I'm going to invite you to follow along with us. You may be reading out of a different translation, but the story should remain the same. Says, then Elijah spoke to the woman whose son he had restored to life. He said to her, arise and go, you and your household, and stay wherever you can, for the Lord has called for a famine. Furthermore, it will come upon the land for 7 years. So the woman arose and did according to the saying of the man of God. She went with her household and dwelt in the land of the Philistines for 7 years. Came to pass that at the end of 7 years that the woman returned from the land of the Philistines, and she went to make an appeal to the king for her house and for her land. Verse 4, then the king talked with Gehazi, the servant of the man of God, He asked of him, please tell me all the great things that Elijah has done. And now it happened, as he was telling the king how Elijah had restored the dead to life, that there was the woman whose son he had restored to life, appealing to the king for her house and for her land. Gehazi said, my lord, O king, this is the woman. And look, this is her son whom Elijah restored to life. And when the king asked the woman, she told him. And so the king appointed a certain officer for her, saying, restore all that was hers and all the proceeds of the field from the day she left the land until now. Amen. On last Sunday, we talked about the Shunammite woman, and we focused on her hospitality, which was her gift, the gifts of help. We talked about how at one point she felt hopeless in regards to her future. Another point in the story on last Sunday, we talked about how at another point in her life she felt helpless in regards to her current situation. And then last and finally, we talked about her happiness, which represented her reward for her faith. So this Sunday, I want to talk about not 4 points, but just 3 points. And they're here found in this story here in chapter 8. And so what I want to look at this Sunday, as it relates to the Shunammite woman, I want to look at her trust, meaning her faith in God. Then I want to look at her testimony, which is her witness for God. And then last, in closing, I want to talk about her treasure, which represents her blessings from God. Okay? Her trust, representing her faith in God. Her testimony, representing her witness for God. And then last, her treasure, representing her blessings from God. Amen. So we're just going to ask you to stand with us as we pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. Because the goodness of the Lord has certainly been upon us, has overtaken us in the way. And today we are blessed. Blessed to be called the children of God. Blessed to be begotten by the word of God. Blessed to be covered by the blood of God, God's own son. And blessed to have the spirit of God living, dwelling, and abiding inside of us. So we thank you now. We lift our hands. We open our mouth. And we give you the highest praise for all of the great things that you have done for us. So be with us now, Holy Spirit. Give us eyes to see. Give us ears to hear. Give us a heart that is receptive to the word of God, that we might eat thereby and live and not die. That we might see the good works, the mighty full blessings wrought by the hand of our God. So this is our simple and humble request. We ask it now in the name of Jesus Christ. And all of God's people said amen. Amen. Amen again. You may be seated everywhere. Before we get into the word of God, I do want to do a quick shout out. Just want to give a shout out to Brother Ben, who this past week celebrated his birthday. We want to say happy birthday to Ben. I don't often do shout outs,
But when you've been the mayor of Walton Avenue as long as Brother Ben Ben has been the mayor of Walton Avenue, you get a shout out. Okay, you get a shout out. You get a shout out. So thank God for Ben Ben. So with that, let's turn our attention to the Word of God. 2 Kings chapter 8 tells us that Elijah, again, on last Sunday, we remember how God blessed the Shunammite woman by the word of Elijah, having demonstrated such great hospitality for Elijah and for Gehazi. You know the story. She built a room for him that as he would travel by that way, he could turn in. She provided food for him out of her field and garden. It was just a real blessing to the man of God. And we know the story. We rehearsed it on last Sunday, so I'm not going to go through it again. But here we are at another stage, at another season in both their lives. And now Elijah tells the woman that a famine is coming. And he said, as such, it's not only is a famine coming, but it's going to be extensive. It's going to last for a while. And you and your household should make arrangements to leave Israel for 7 years. Okay? So Elijah spoke to the woman whose son he had restored to life, and he said, arise and go, you and your household, and stay wherever you can, for the Lord has called for a famine. And furthermore, it will come upon the land for 7 years. This 7 year famine was localized in Israel, meaning it only occurred in the land of Israel. Okay? And as a result, this indicates that it was a divine curse. Okay? And it was a divine curse for the, it was a punishment for the apostasy because of Israel's disobedience to the Mosaic law. Okay? I don't have time to go back through and work all that up, but I'm giving you this. Here it is. You know it's a divine famine, one, because it's prophesied. It didn't just come out of the man of God said, look, this is coming. Okay? So it's divine. You know it's divine in that it's 7 years. Okay? God's number. Okay? And it's only occurring in Israel. That's why the woman could go to the land of the Philistines and survive. Why? Because there was no famine there. This famine was concentrated only in Israel. And the point I want you to get, it is because of Israel's disobedience to the Mosaic law. And God finally said, I had enough. Okay? Verse 2, and so the woman arose and did according to the saying of the man of God. She went with her household. She dwelt in the land of the Philistines for 7 years. Now, really, what I want you to do here, I want you to juxtapose those two verses against each other. Juxtapose mean put them side by side and compare them. In verse 1, Israel is punished for their disobedience. Okay? In verse 2, the Shunammite woman and her family is blessed because of her obedience. Are you following me? You may not realize it, but I'm preaching already. I'm down the road already. Israel's cursed because they disobeyed. The Shunammite woman is blessed because she did obey. And not only is she blessed, but her whole household. Simply because they obeyed the word of the man of God. Are you seeing me here? The Shunammite woman demonstrates her trust and her faith in God by leaving everything she had, house, land, business, all of it at the word of the man of God. And for 7 years, she rented an Airbnb. There you go. In the land of the Philistines. Right? Y'all thought Airbnb is something new. They had that years ago. She left her home, her land, her business, and went to another land and took up residence for 7 years. And she did all of it at the word of God. So let me give it to you. When she left, guess what? House was done up nice. When she left, her land was what? Producing a harvest annually. Okay? She didn't leave when the famine came. She left before the famine came. And I don't know about you. Your experience may be different. But it is harder to leave when you are blessed. I wish I had a real church. A real church with real Christ, with real focus. Cause when you're in a season of being blessed, then God says, yeah, you gotta step off. You gotta leave all of that behind, all of that goodness, all of that blessing. That to me, again, this is your pastor speaking. To me, it would be easier for the famine to come and I'd be in destitute or in bad shape, because at that point you believe God for anything. At that point, Lord, whatever, I'll go wherever, whatever, however. But imagine being blessed, and God say, "I want you to leave it for 7 years." So this represents this woman's trust in God. Look at your neighbor and say, trust in the Lord. Right? Right? Look, we got a word of God. You know it. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. What? Trust in the Lord. What? With all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Right? In all thy ways, acknowledge him. And he shall what? Direct. If you trust him, he'll show you how to avoid the famine. I wish I had a real church. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. This speaks to your faith. And lean not to your own understanding. My God. Trusting God is easy when I understand God. When I understand why he's doing it. Trusting God is easy when I understand not only why he's doing it, when I understand when he's going to do it. All of those things make trusting God easier. Why? Because I understand it. I can see it. I can relate to it. But what do you do when God challenges you to go against your understanding, against your wisdom, against what your mama called good common sense? My house is blessed. My land is blessed. My son is growing. I got an inheritance now, and now you want me to pack up and leave? Look at somebody and say, trust in the Lord. Here it is, verse 3, and it came to pass, the end of 7 years, the woman returned from the land of the Philistines, and she went to make an appeal to the king for her house and for her land. So obviously we got to read between the lines there a little bit, realizing that she comes back at the end of 7 years, realizing and hearing that the famine in Israel has ended. So she comes back to Shunem with every expectation of finding her house, her land, animals, whatever, to still be in place. Right? One, because I have a legal claim to it, but also, and even more importantly, because I left it at the word of God. But to her surprise, she comes back
and things are not as she expected. She comes back, and someone else is living in her house. She comes back, and now realizes that someone else is reaping her land. Those are not my husband's reapers. Someone else has taken advantage of my absence and is now living in my blessing. Are you with me on this? This is the story. Here it is. So she does the only thing she can do, and that is go see the king of Israel. The only one who is able to arbitrate her case and provide some form of justice. You with me here? So the year is in. She's able to return home. Someone else is there. Someone else is in her business. And so she says, I'm going to make an appeal. What do you do when obeying God doesn't seem to work? This woman obeyed the man of God. Did exactly what he said. Got herself, her household, went away for 7 years. At the end of the famine, she comes back. And what should have been waiting for her is not there. What do you do when obeying God doesn't seem to be working? Well, you don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Let's ask someone who might know what to do. Why not invite Brother Job to the sermon? And let's just inquire of Brother Job, having experience, to see what he would say. Right? This is what Job says. Job 13:15. He says, though he slay me, I wish I had a real church. Well, someone call my real church and tell them it's 10:30. They late. They supposed to be here by now. Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Even when I obey God and it doesn't seem to be working, yet will I trust him. Are you with me? Job had it, and the Shunammite woman had it. Right? It's not working out, but yet will I trust him? Do I have a witness anywhere? Look at somebody and say, trust in the Lord. So here we are, verse 4 and 5. Here it is. So at that time, back in the palace, the king talked with Gehazi, servant of the man of God, saying, tell me, please, all the great things that Elisha has done. He said, now it happened. He was telling the king how Elisha had restored the dead to life. That there was the woman whose son he had restored. And she came at the time appealing to the king for her house and land. And Gehazi said, my lord, O king, this is the woman, and this is her son whom Elijah restored to life. God has good timing. God has good. Well, I'm gonna take it up a notch. God has perfect timing. It just so happened. She was going to appeal for her land and her house. And at the same time, Gehazi was getting ready to tell her story. Look at somebody and say, God's got good timing. Here it is. Here it is. We're at the end of it. Here's your praise point. Verse 6. And when the king asked the woman, she told him. So the king appointed a certain officer
And he said to him, restore all that was hers and all the proceeds from the field from the day she left up until now. Now, how many know I don't even need to preach that? Right now, I'm going to be honest with you. I have no clue, no idea why you are not tearing this church apart. If I was sitting in the pew and just heard what God did for the Shunammite woman. Did you hear that? Let me read it again. Maybe I wasn't enunciating clearly enough. Let me say it. Turn the mic up, Jay. Maybe they didn't hear me. Look, she done lost everything. Here it is. And the king asked the woman. Text says she told him. And so the king appointed a certain officer for her. That'll preach. And he said to him, restore all. And all of the proceeds from then until now. Here it is, because I'm finished with it. Here it is. I'm going to read that first part again. Listen to it. I'm going to read that first part again, but I'm going to read it out of the New King Jonathan translation. I'm preaching this Sunday, Miss Margaret. They may not. I'm preaching, but this is the New King, the NKJ, the New King Jonathan. Listen. And so the king asked the woman, "Get this," and she told him her testimony. That's my translation. You may have a different, something different on your iPhone or whatever. She asked him, the king asked her, saying, is all this true that Gehazi is saying regarding you? And the text said, she told him her testimony. Now get this, she went there to tell him about the loss of land and the loss of her house. She had her deed. She had her paperwork. She had her receipts from taxes paid over the last 7 years. But when the king asked her a question, watch this, not about what she lost, but about what the Lord had done for her, she took the papers and sat them down, cleared her throat, and began to tell the king what the Lord had done for her. My message to my church, always be ready to tell your testimony. Wherever you go, whoever you meet, whatever the circumstance, tell your testimony. Tell the world what the Lord has done for you. Yes. Yes. Tell it. Tell it to the king. Tell it to your family. Tell it to your friends. What the Lord has done for you. My. Help me, Lord. Every time you tell it, woo! Peter 3:15. Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh concerning the hope that is within you. Tell your testimony when they ask. Tell your testimony even when they don't, because the Lord has been good to you. Tell it, tell it, tell it, tell it, tell it. Woo! You can't tell it like I tell it. Yes, he's done so much. He's done so much.
Finish this. Watch this. Look at somebody and tell them this. I haven't even gotten to the good part yet. That's just the appetizer to your praise point. Here it is. Here it is. I'm finished. Here it is. Because the Shunammite woman trusted in the Lord. Because the Shunammite woman told her testimony. God bless the Shunammite woman and her whole house, and she reclaimed everything. He restored everything she ever had. Here it is. I'm finished. It's in verse 6. If you think you can handle the rest, raise your hand. If you think you can handle it, just raise your hand and say, all right, Pat, I can handle a little bit more. If you can't handle it, I'll quit. I'll close the book. Ray, can you handle a little bit more? All right. This is extra credit. This is extra credit. Here it is. Look at what the text says. Look at this. So the king appointed a certain officer for her. I'm going to read it one more time. If you get it, great. If you don't, I'm going to keep moving. When she told her testimony,
The king got, listen what the text said, a certain officer, meaning one with authority, one with power to move on the king's behalf. And he had no other responsibility. And he assigned that officer to her. Let me tell you what my Bible says. My Bible says he will give angels charge over you. You may not realize, but God has assigned certain angels over you, over your house, over your body, over your mind, over your kids, over your marriage. God, he's given his angels charge over you. Here it is. I got to get out of it. Here it is. He said, here's your assignment. Restore all. Give her her house back. Give her the land back. Give her the cattle back. Give it all back. Why? Because she trusted in the Lord. Why? Because she told her testimony. So now God is restoring her treasure. Here's the best verse, the best word out of the whole verse for me. Restore all that was hers. Here's my word. And. And is and in the Greek. And is and in Hebrew. And is and in Aramaic. And is and in English. And is and in Ebonics. And what and means, not only did she get what she lost, but she got more. I need a real hot church to read this in. I need a Holy Ghost church. He said, give everything back. He said, and all of the proceeds. Get this. Here's something you may not have known about your God. Your God is an accountant. I need a hot church to preach this in. An accountant keeps the record. And Brother Job also said, my record, I wish I had a real church. My record is up in heaven, and my reward is on high. God keeps the record. Here it is. Here's your praise point. The boys are pushing me. They want to set loose. Here it is. She got back what she lost. She got back all the profit because God said, here's Luke, when you give, she gave to the man of God. He said, it shall be given back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Shall he cause men to give unto you? Look at somebody in the church. Tell them it's the big payback. It's the big payback. God is paying you back everything you lost.
God, God, God is paying it back. Somebody give him a praise right there. Pay it back. If there's anybody here in the sanctuary, anybody listening over the internet, if you ever lost something, if you ever lost somebody, if you lost it before the pandemic, if you lost it during the pandemic, God said, keep the faith. Don't give up. Don't give out. In due season, you shall reap. If you faint not, look at somebody and say, it's the big payback. It's the big payback. Everybody, give the Lord a praise. Get it back. Get your house back. Get your money back. Get your marriage back. Yes. The Shunammite woman got it all back. Shout till you get it back. Give him the praise till you get it back. Yes. Yes. Tell your story until God pays it back. Yes. Yes. Yes again. Till you get it back. Praise God till you get it back. Tell your story until he gives it all back. Woo! My. Whatever you lost, whatever you gave up, whatever you had to do without, God is giving it back. He's giving it back. Good God. God at first. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. I dare you to praise God. I dare you. I know you're in a famine. I know you're in a season of loss, a season of lack. But as a sign of your faith, you ought to give God the praise right now. Go for it. In the middle of a famine, right in the season of drought, seasons of lack, seasons of not enough, I will bless the Lord.
Because she trusted in God. Because she told her testimony. God restored her treasure and gave her more than what she lost. No husband to stand or speak for her. No man of God to intercede for her. All she did was tell her testimony. And at the telling of her testimony, the king restored everything. I don't know who I'm preaching to this Sunday morning. But if you're in a season of famine, if your house is experiencing a drought or living in a dry place, if you're at the end of your rope, no one to stand with you, no one to stand for you. And it seems like living for God is not working out. This message is for you. And though he slay you, you keep trusting him. And though what God did for you was a long time ago, keep telling that testimony. And in the nick of time, I'm telling you, today I'm less of a preacher and more of a prophet. God said, I'm going to restore all. Everything you lost, everything you were forced to give up, everything you had to do without, God says, I have angels that are accountants and they keep the record. This message is for you. Hear the word of the Lord. If this message is for you, I want you to answer every phone call. Stop hiding. Stop pretending like you're not home. Answer it. And I want you to answer it because God has assigned someone
someone you don't know, someone who doesn't go to your church, someone who's not even the same nationality. They won't even know why they're doing it. But as a result of today's word, you will. You'll know, oh yeah, this could be the one that God has assigned to me. And listen. This is how you know God sent them. Listen. All they're going to do is bless you. They won't take anything. All they're going to do is sow into your life. I feel less like a pastor and more like a prophet. That's how you'll know. They may or may not be Christian. But in the spirit, God has assigned them to you, to your house. They're going to start opening doors for you. They're going to start making phone calls on your behalf. And before it's all over, keep record. God's going to pay back everything you lost. God told me to tell you he's getting ready to give it back. You got to be able to stand. Now is not the time to throw in the towel. Now is not the season to stop trusting in God. You got to anchor down. He sent this message as a word of encouragement to you. That God has not forgotten. Just because you are outside of Israel doesn't mean he lost track. Doesn't mean he took his hand off you. Get ready to bring you back. And I'm telling you, he's about to give everything back you ever lost. You're here this Sunday. You know what it's like to lose. You know what it's like to experience famine, drought, hardship. Today I offer you the Lord Jesus Christ. He'll be your bread, your water. He'll be your portion. He'll be a bridge over troubled waters. All you got to do is accept him. If you're streaming with us this Sunday morning, why not accept Jesus? He's waiting to give it back. Just give your life to him. Your hand, your heart. Lord, I trust you. Lord, I accept your sacrifice, your shed blood for my sins. Lord, I need you now more than I've ever needed you before. Lord, be my personal Savior. Be my Redeemer. Fill me with your Holy Ghost so that I can live for you. And tell my story of what the Lord has done for me. You prayed that prayer this morning. Christ is now your Savior. He's now your King. He's now your Lord. And he's waiting to bless you. God bless you, Taylor Nation. Once again, you've been faithful in your attention, faithful in your alertness to the Word of God. And I pray in Jesus' name that this message blesses you bountifully over and over and over again. This is my prayer for you. God bless you, Taylor.
Amen. 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 Those of you who are out there watching and you have questions about salvation, about joining the church, you can go to www.taylortabernacle.com. We have a contact us link. We ask you to look at the whole website. There are other wonderful sermons that you can see on there. But reach out to us. Say, hey, I've heard this sermon and I have questions. Something's pulling me. Reach out to us. We'll help you on the road. If you can't reach us on the website, you can always call the church at 215-748-4578. Leave a message. One of the ministers, the deacons, deaconesses will contact you. We're here to help you understand the Word of God so that you may develop a strong relationship, and that trust that was just preached today, you will have that in the Lord yourself. Amen? Amen. With that, I'm going to call up our Deacon Abrams. He is going to take us to the next portion of our service. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Deacon Todd. Good morning, Taylor family and friends. At this time, we will gather to worship through giving. This morning, you can may give through one of three ways, including text to give, online giving, and through our website, and also through the U.S. Postal Mail Service. To give by text message, text the code TAYLOR61 to the phone number 73256, and you will receive a link and instructions. To give through our website, just go to our website, taylortabernacle.com/giving, and follow the instructions. To give by U.S. mail, send a check or money order to Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19139. And for those of us who are gathered in the sanctuary, you will find two baskets near the side ramp door, one for your tithes and offering, and the other to be a blessing to our pastor. And as always, we thank you for your continued support of our ministry. And now our announcement. On September 5th, we will not be having our Holy Communion service. We will be observing communion on September 12th, followed by our gardening class immediately after the service. We will be having a 5-day fast from September 13th through September 17th. So that will be that Monday through Friday. During the 12 hours of fasting, we will increase our prayer time and reading of the Bible, and we will only be drinking water during that time. At 6 a.m. and 6 p.m., we will begin and end our time of fasting with a 15 to 20 minute devotion with all of us dialing into the church conference line. The number is 775-779-9141. For prayer and our scriptures. On Tuesday, September 14th, please join the Pastor Ford as he will be the guest preacher for the pastoral installation service of Pastors Calvin and Eleanor Rooks. The service will take place at Golden Gate Christian Assembly, located at 815 Clifton Avenue in Collindale, Pennsylvania. Service begins at 7 p.m. Live streaming information will be provided as we get closer to the date. On September 19th, following the morning service, YLE will host its Lean on Me series, which will focus each month on a specific area or challenge facing kids in school. This month's topic will be dealing with anxiety. The event will take place in person here at the Tabernacle, but will also be available online for those wishing to participate virtually. The online information will be provided as we get closer to the date. Please contact Brother Khalil McFarland or Sister Christina Rook for details. On Wednesday, September 22nd, the Fall Festival of Sukkot, or the Feast of Booths / Tabernacles from the Old Testament. We will join the congregation of Mainline Reformed Temple for this wonderful festival and celebration in the Jewish community. The celebration will take place at Mainline Reformed Temple at 410 Montgomery Avenue in Wynwood, Pennsylvania, 19096. It will begin outdoors at 7 p.m. with a period of fellowship and refreshments, and then move into the synagogue at 7:30, where Rabbi David Strauss will provide a message and overview of the significant festival. Live streaming information will be provided as we get closer to the date. Pastor Ford is asking all who can to join him and his family in person for this significant event. Okay, September 26th, we will be celebrating our pastor's anniversary. Amen? This will be his 12th anniversary, and we will have a guest preacher, Pastor Carolyn Cavanis of Bethel AME Church of Ardmore. Pastor Cavanis is the first female pastor in the church's 125-year history. So please make sure we celebrate her and our pastor during his anniversary. And then also on that date, we will also have gardening classes immediately after service. So this month, we will be celebrating our pastor's 12th anniversary. And if you would like to give a special love offering to our pastor this month, you may do so online by selecting pastor's offering from the drop-down menu. Or if you would like to send him a check or money order, please do so to Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19139. So thank you, Taylor Nation, for your support of our pastor. If you would like to send a message of encouragement to our pastor this month or anytime, please visit our website, www.taylortabernacle.com, and use the Contact Us page to send your message, or just feel free to drop a card or letter in the mail. And please address it to our pastor. And at this time, we will turn the service back over to our pastor, Elder Jonathan Ford. Thank you.
God bless you. Shall we all stand? Thank you for hanging in there. Those here in the sanctuary, you joining us online, I know you got to make the church hop. I know you got to get to your next service, your next sermon. Your other church, I know, I got you. Thanks for hanging in, listening to the announcements. As we used to say in the old church, let's govern ourselves accordingly. Amen. Lord, we thank you for your power, for your presence. We thank you for the person of your Holy Spirit who lives and dwell inside of us. Lord, go with us. Give us the courage and the strength to always tell our testimony. Help us to stand through testing times and continue to trust in you, knowing that, God, we will reap if we faint not. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We give you all the glory. And all of God's people say amen. Amen. Amen again. God bless you, Taylor Nation.